Welcome, everybody, to episode 336 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches. Back from my mini hiatus, guys, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, and the Frosty One himself, the Mug.
Eastside.
I hate to tell you this, but rehab doesn't work if you're only there for a week.
Get out of here, Breakman. Don't make me hang up on you so early in the show, man. Come on, I'm in a good mood, man.
You know? That's good. You seem kind of down the last few weeks.
Not down, just busy. There's a difference between being down and busy. But I'm here,
or
guys.
You're getting down and getting busy.
Well, yes, you know, yes.
You can do them together.
Now that you ask, yes, Breakman, yes. What have you guys been up to? I haven't had a chance to even ask you guys. Break, what have you been up to, man?
Working, mostly.
Working.
And family stuff, you know, and, you know, like personal business. I haven't had much time to game, really, because it's been, you know, Easter dinner over here. Yeah, I go to a wedding and, you know, other shit like that.
You guys do the whole traditional Easter thing with the bit, you know.
My family did because they're Catholics.
Not you, Eric. Break.
No, not really. No, yeah. My mom wants us to come over this weekend because I had Easter dinner with Mrs. Breakman's family. But,
yeah, of course.
And now my parents are, like, feeling left out, I guess. So I got to go to another Easter dinner. Like, okay, whatever.
Whatever. Whatevs.
Food better be good. I don't care.
And Gripper's in chat. What up, Gripper? What about you, Eric? How was your week? Pretty non-eventful?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Mug?
Not too much. Just working, mostly. I mean, we don't do the Easter thing, so.
Well,
Work for a living.
I like the traditional Easter foods. I don't mind ham and, you know, all that type of stuff, but
I hate the bloat, though. It's just like Christmas. It's all over again.
Yeah. I mean, hell, my stepdaughter doesn't like ham.
I'm sure she likes chocolate, though.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I mean, that's basically the only thing that happened. You know, we got some candy.
You know, Gripper, if you're listening, I'm sure you hear us now. Is Easter the same over there? In overseas in England, I'm sure it is.
I mean, I doubt they hide eggs. Really? I seriously doubt there's egg hiding and searching.
Well, let's ask Gripper. Gripper, you're in chat. Stupid stuff. Are you guys there? Did I lose you guys? No. All right, I'll call you guys back. Let us know, Gripper, what goes on overseas. If you do the traditional, over here, it's traditional for kids to find eggs and all that stuff. Did I get you back, Eric? Guys, did I get you back? No? Yes?
I can hear you, Frank, but I hear me too.
Well, can you, okay, I'll hang up on you guys, call you back, but I'm just
what
waiting
on.
What
the fuck, man? You just called.
What are you talking about? Are you all right?
You just called us to not hang up on
all right. Does it sound all right? Everything cool?
Everything sounds fine.
Yeah, everything
right
actually
now
sounds better now.
I was getting an echo.
All right.
Yeah. See, I yelled at the internet, and then the internet listened to me.
Yeah. Like,
well, if you ever want something to start working, smack it and call it a lop-eared bitch.
I did. Well, you guys couldn't hear
me. And if that doesn't work, you resort to kicking.
That's right. Hey. So I asked Gripper, just to recap, I asked Gripper in chat if they do the traditional Easter bullshit that they do here with finding Easter eggs and the whole bunny thing, which is a pagan thing, but, you know, whatever.
Let's find video game Easter eggs instead.
That's cool, too. Hey, that's a good question for the audience. Did you guys find any cool Easter eggs in video games? All right, let's get started with the news. Let's get this out of the way, Eric. Go ahead with the first story.
From Silicon Era, we have Devil Survivor manga is licensed for release in the U.S. Kodansha Comics has acquired the rights to license Satoru Matsuraba's Devil Survivor manga in the U.S. and the publisher announced at SakuraCon last weekend. The manga is based on the first Devil Survivor game for the DS. So I guess it doesn't have any of the overclock content, bonus story stuff.
I gotcha. Mm-hmm. That's kind of interesting. Are the mangas any good? Does anybody know? Anybody read manga? I think you do, Eric.
I've got a lot, but I haven't read it in most of mine.
All right. Well, somebody can let us know if I see that's the thing. I don't know if video game manga translates very well to manga.
I've seen the Corpse Party manga, a lot of them worked pretty well. Yeah. It certainly worked better than that fucking Corpse Party anime. Ugh.
Was that bad?
It was only an OVA, at least.
Yeah, but well, the thing was, it's like it wasn't bad. Like what was there was good, but it has 2 hours of running time, and to be honest, it really would have worked better as like a 12-episode series rather than four. So like they cut huge swaths of the story out. To rush to the end, and it just, in other words,
it's there for people who already know the story, but not there.
Yeah. Exactly, and it's just the manga covers everything. I mean, it has room to take its time, and it worked pretty well.
Yeah, speaking of anime, I for the first time in a long time I watched an anime on Netflix the other day called, I don't know if you guys remember, Berserk.
Oh yeah, I remember the Dreamcast game. I love Berserk.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about for the.
I never did watch Berserk.
I never saw the anime or read the manga.
The anime is good. You should check it out for sure.
You're not talking about Atari, are you?
No.
Never mind.
Hold on. I feel a song coming on.
That's a precursor to Doom, if you will.
I feel a song coming on.
I think I'm going berserk.
That evil happy face.
I'm losing my mind. One of the greatest villains of Atari history.
I hung up.
I thought Sinistar was the greatest villain of Atari history. Oh, wait, that's arcade history. Never mind.
I hung up on Mug. I can't take that. All right. let's get him back.
You're like that guy in the Monty Python films. No singing.
No.
Are you done there, Mug? Yeah, I don't know what goes on. Every time, Frank, you're encouraging him. Every time Frank sings, like he just hangs up. I don't know what the hell the deal. He doesn't want.
I'm sure it has nothing to do with you hitting that disconnect.
No, I'm looking at other stuff here.
He's got out of power, folks. We need to overthrow Frank.
There is a statistically significant correlation with you hitting the disconnect button.
You know, I don't know what it is, Mug, but every time you sing, it just happens to hang up on you, okay? I can't control these things. All right, what do we got next,
Mug? The devil made Frank do it.
Get out of here. All right, what do we got next, Mug?
I thought it was the Easter Bunny that made Frank do it.
All right.
Maybe they're coming one to us. Same.
All right. Let me do this.
Yeah.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, Nintendo to publish Yo-Kai Watch in the West with an update. We've been waiting for more news regarding Yo-Kai Watch localization outside of Japan for quite a while now. And level 5.
Rubbing off on them.
For a second, I thought Mug was Breakman there.
I know. I don't want any of you rubbing off on me. That's gross. Anyway, and Level 5 revealed more details during their Level 5 Vision 2015 event. CEO Akihiro Hino said that now that the Yo-Kai Watch series has found its success in Japan, Level 5 will aim to follow up with a similar level of success in the West, where Nintendo will publish the games. Meanwhile, Hasbro will handle the toys outside of Japan. Level 5 shared a look at some clips of the Yo-Kai Watch anime in its English dub and talks with the folks from Hasbro who are enthusiastic to start their first step of sharing the series' love in the West. Yo-Kai Watch will be released in North America in 2016, and following its launch in that territory, Hasbro and Level 5 will roll it out in other territories month by month, completing their global launch by the end of 2016. And update, Nintendo have sent their own press release out about the release of Yo-Kai Watch in the West. Nintendo's press release does not mention a release window for the game, but confirms that the franchise is launching in the United States, Latin America, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and Korea.
Do you know what I learned from that story?
What did you learn?
That we don't have a sound effect for a dash.
No, we don't.
We've got some for semicolons and colons, but there's none for a dash. That's what I learned. That was the moral of that story, right?
If somebody has a good soundboard that they can suggest,
I don't think it would work here because it's a part of the name, which is yokai.
Yeah,
it's a play on the word.
Yeah,
I got some information. There's some more information I left out, like the fact that. They're basically anglicanizing all the characters' names, just like a lot of other shows and stuff do when Japanese stuff comes over here. And not to be honest, they do that too, but it's really annoying because they've renamed him from Keita Amano, that's what it was, to Nathan Adams. This is the most generic Western name I've ever heard.
Must be a huge delay in chat, because Gripper says, yes, we do the egg hunting and eat chocolate eggs. We also roll our eggs down a hill on Easter Monday. See,
won't they break?
There's something that we do similarly here, Gripper. We just take regular eggs, non-cooked, and throw them on cars and houses. That's
how we spend the night. No, what we
America
do is,
has America has egging. The UK has glassing.
We really spend the night before taking the eggs and boiling them and then painting them.
Yes.
Yes. The eggs that we're going to peel, the shells that are going to be peeled off the next day, we paint them like it's a fucking Halloween decoration or something.
No, I don't have a big issue with this break.
Hey, I'm fine as long as I get boiled eggs.
Yeah, see,
hey,
that's
I think it's fine for the kids, but, you know, as an adult, we can look at it and say, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well,
boiled eggs are awesome, though, although they one wants to be around me for a while afterwards.
I do like boiled eggs, for sure. I like
that
sound eggs.
You're screaming as this toilet.
Ah, get out of here. I like deviled eggs, especially. Those are super good. I don't know what it is about that. I really like it. But all right, speaking of yokai. Oh, Gripper said no delay.
Also, I think level 5 is becoming square from 10 years ago, and that's not a good thing.
Nope, not a good thing. Speaking of yokai, Watch. It gets a Three Kingdom collaboration game with Koei Tecmo. This is from Silicon Era. Level 5 and Koei Tecmo have announced a new collaboration title for the Yo-Kai Watch series with Yo-Kai Watch Three Kingdoms in development for the Nintendo 3DS. While the two companies have only revealed the above image so far, we imagine that the game will involve playing as Jibanyan and others in strategy game style. Level 5. This is not even a news story. Jesus
Christ. Whoa. You get to play as cats? I'm in.
It's not even a news story, man. It's dumb.
Well, it is.
There's a screenshot of cats.
It's an announcement.
All right. So there's
a little thing about Dissidia that's more interesting than that. It's just noteworthy where they have Final Fantasy Tactics. Ramza is playable. It's going to be playable in the new Dissidia game. It's like,
and the new
cool.
Dissidia game is made by Tri-Ace.
Hey, break. More.
I thought they were. I thought it was like Arc System Works was doing something with it.
Break, more yokai news.
Okay, coming to us live from Silicon Era. Yokai Watch gets a Soom Soom like smartphone game too. Thank you.
It's an Japanese onomatopoeia.
Okay, Soom Soom like smartphone game. While Disney has their popular puzzle game Soom Soom, Level 5 announced their own version today with Yokai Watch Puni Puni.
Puni Puni.
That sounds naughty, naughty.
That is an awesome name.
The thing is, it's almost certainly another onomatopoeia.
There are enemies in the. Let's see. I think they're the Altair games called Punies, and they're like the slime enemies of that game because they're puny. Get it?
I don't care what.
Oh my god, that reminds me. Have you guys heard about
what's that break?
I was going to say, I don't care what the word means. Just don't change it when you bring it to the West.
Right.
Yeah. Please.
I think they have the name.
Poon Poon.
I don't know if you guys heard about this, but there was a story about how there was supposed to be some like overtly Christian manga that was brought over, like developed by Japanese Christians.
So what were you talking about there? Some Christian anime stuff?
Yeah, but they just showed one specific girl. And named PewDiePie.
PewDiePie, huh?
Tan. Like Tan Puritan.
PewDiePie.
That's the suffix that girls can sometimes get.
Flabby joined us in chat. What's up, Flabby? All right, let's move on to more Level 5 news, Eric.
More Level 5 news. Level 5's next major cross-media project is Snack World. Anyways,
okay.
Following Inazuma 11 Yo-Kai Watch, Level 5 announced their fourth major mixed-media project, Snack World, during the Level 5 Vision 2015 presentation. The game is in development for the 3DS and will have a smartphone version as well. And they've showed a little bit of gameplay footage, and from what I could tell, it's an action RPG.
Hmm. Yeah.
I really like the screenshot.
And this character apparently fights with a keychain like item. And the main character's name is Chup.
Chup. What's up, Chup?
This is a claymation style, and it looks like it'd be really good in animation, but just looking at the screenshots, it's pretty. I'd like no more.
Oh, by the way, the new Dissidia is being developed by Team Ninja.
Ah, yeah. I haven't heard from Team Ninja in a while, man. Since
Ninja Gaiden 3 Razor Edge.
Yeah, I was thinking of Mavius. Mavius is being made by Tri-Ace.
Okay. Yeah. I hate that. I'm like, Mavius is how the Japanese say Mobius.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, it's being renamed to Mobius now.
Okay, good. Because that's the actual name.
All right, we got some more, yet more Yo-Kai Watch news, guys. Yo-Kai Watch 3 takes place in the USA, update included with the trailer. I'm not going to... every time I try to play a trailer, it fucks up the sound. So, during Level 5 Vision 2015 event, the company shared a first look at Yo-Kai Watch 3, and it focuses on exploring faraway lands, which means getting to explore an America-like land for fans in Japan. In addition to having a new protagonist alongside Keita Amano.
Keita,
whatever.
I just said it not too long.
Or Nathan Adams, there's a new protagonist named Inaho Misora and her own yokai named USA Peon. The game will takes place in St. Peanutsburg, USA.
Peanuts.
I like that. As the main character's father got transferred for work, you'll meet brand new yokai and possibly more ghosts and spirits commonly known in the Western
world. Technically, this game's taking place in both the USA and Japan, so I'm guessing they go somewhere at some point.
Can I play as Satan in this, please? That would be cool. I would love it. Even a cartoon.
Has there ever been a game where you get to play as Satan? Is there ever been a game where you get to play as Satan?
We've asked this question on this show before,
yes,
Mug.
Yes, there's a game called Devil World. I think you play as Satan.
There you go.
It's like, do you use the power of friendship to kill God?
Well, it's like a puzzle game.
Oh, I love it. All right, just for that, Mug, you get to read the next story.
Let me do the one after.
All right,
I'll read this one.
Break.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Wow. Fantasy Life 2 is a village building title for smartphones.
Break has the sexy voice going on.
I know, he's got that damn time. Hello, ladies.
Barry White going on.
I don't know how I feel about this, but thank you. Level 5 announced Fantasy Life 2, Two Moons and a Village of God. Ooh.
Yeah,
please don't change that title either.
I was like, that sounds really like just. Damn, you know, Two Moons at the Village of God.
I would prefer the alternative title, Two Moons and the Village of Goddamn Pigs. That's what I would prefer. All right, continue.
Or how about Two Moons in the Village of...
What was that? What? You broke out. All right,
I didn't break up. I just stopped and talking because there's nothing there.
Go ahead, break.
Fantasy Life 2 is similar to the previous title as it features 12 lives and a new village. Da, da, da. I don't know why.
Okay, wait. You said 12 lives or 12 wives?
Life. Lives. A life in that game is basically your job class.
Wow.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay. Well, they should have called it lives, like, instead of being
Gripper
rebel
says,
assholes.
Gripper says, break your heart, man. Exactly. He's
the heartbreaker. Oh, nice.
Well, also, I can say this is on smartphone, so I don't really care since it looks watered down.
Well, you don't have a smartphone, man. You need to get one.
It still looks watered down.
Yeah, it does.
I have a smartphone.
It looks a little watered down.
This game has more of a sim vibe going on where you build the city and will have a larger – whoops, I hit the wrong button there. Sorry. A larger room to build this time. Wow. Ooh. while the gameplay and story focuses a bit more on building up the town – it H-as, instead of has, they have actually H-as, the same field to explore, except this time on smartphone device. I know I'm an ass, I shouldn't have read that. There will be a familiar character returning as well, and you can form parties to take on monsters. Sorry.
Yeah.
Fantasy Life 2, Two Moons and the Village of God. Two Moons and the Village of God!
So Tatooine, and there's a god there.
In terms of art style, the game looks very... visually similar to the
original.
sorry, repeat that break.
It's according to visual style, it looks very similar to the original 3DS.
Yeah. And it looks like shit, like Eric alluded to. So.
And I left out the article about Professor Layton 7 because we already talked about that a long time ago and we already knew about it. And yeah. It still looks like garbage.
don't be shy. Tell us what you really think.
Right. All right. We'll end the news with Mug. Go ahead.
All right. And the one I'm most excited about, Deus Ex, Mankind Divided, officially unveiled with a debut trailer. And you should see this. It's all CG, but it's still really awesome. After a leak yesterday, Deus Ex, Mankind Divided is officially out of the bag. You can check out the action-packed trailer above or find it on YouTube. For those listeners, the Divided moniker once again heavily references a Civil War-like plot that involves the dangers of augmented human. Gritty-sounding Adam Jensen returns to embrace what he's become. It all looks very Metal Gear Solid-esque, which is okay with me. It will arrive on PC, Xbox One, and PS4 all at some point. Wii U is sadly out based on the trailer, even though the Human Revolution port was actually pretty good.
So I wonder how long they could drag the story out before they get to the point in the plot where Deus Ex takes place.
Dungeon Buster says,
Probably a good bit, because I mean, it's like there's, from what I understand, like the original Deus Ex, things were considerably more advanced, like technologically, than they were in Human Revolution.
I love the original, but my system, like, it was a more powerful game than my system could handle, so, you know.
Yeah. I couldn't enjoy it as much as I really wanted. The only thing I didn't like about about Deus Ex Human Revolution was how they handled the endings.
Hey, you guys there?
Get that far.
Yeah. I played it on PS3, though, so. But if you you should go back and play it. It's an extremely good game. One of the highlights of the generation, in my opinion.
Dungeon Buster says, I want to play Human Revolution again after the trailer. I wonder which ending they'll follow.
I kind of wondered that, too, because there are four possible ones.
TC and Wyland are in chat. What's up, dudes? Dungeon Buster says, things went to hell by the time of the original Deus Ex started. Have you ever heard anybody call it Deus Ex? Because I have. They're retarded.
Yeah, that was you.
No, it wasn't me.
Like when they did the original trailer and reveal, they just called it. They called Human Revolution just Deus Ex 3.
Yeah. Compared to that, HR is something like a golden age.
Did you ever play that game that was supposed to be a Deus Ex game?
I'm gonna fucking kill you. You did that on purpose, you asshole.
Sorry.
You know what? I played the one on the. What was the one on the Xbox?
Invisible War?
Yes. I think. Was it Invisible War?
It was.
Born. There were only two Deus Ex games, and apparently, I mean, everyone I've talked to has always said Deus Ex Invisible War is awful.
Yeah, Deus.
It's just nothing interesting happens in it.
Gripper says only me. I brought it up because somebody else said it to me and I thought it was funny. Assholes. Fuckers. Anyways, alright, we got done with this. We're done with the news. I like those games. The one on the Xbox was really good. It was one of the few first-person shooters that I really enjoy. So.
I've never played the original Deus Ex. I played the other ones. I've heard that the original Deus Ex is really good, but it's also incredibly fucking hard.
Yes.
Kind of like System Shock 2.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Like I said, my system...
You have to save scum a lot.
What's that? What's that, Eric?
You have to save scum a lot.
Oh, yeah. Say that. Right. To me, that's kind of bad design.
Yeah. All right, so we did
I mean, if you know what you're doing, you don't have to, but if you don't know what you're doing, you have to.
Yeah. Mm. All right, Eric, any homie discounts?
Let's see. I don't have any this week.
All right.
I actually have a couple. On the Android Google Play Store, a couple of the Agarist War games are now on sale. About 40%, 747, I think, is the exact price.
Decent games.
What, on Steam?
No, on Google Play Mobile.
All
right. I didn't know. Oh, yeah. Those are on Android now.
Any Twitter questions?
Not really questions, but there was like a
gaggle.
More of a notebook of comments from Freak 5 Chaos.
Yeah, I saw those.
He did tweet us a picture of Cheetos brand Sweetos.
Nice.
I love it.
That's pretty cool. There's a back and forth going on between the two of you. I think you can, if you really want to know, definitely go online and check it out. Let me pick out some bright spots
just,
here.
All the bright spots belong on my side, so just read what I said and you're good.
He said he might call in tonight, but it depends on two things. First off, his kids are, you know, they're off school tomorrow and they might want to stay off. And then he said, oh, wait, Daredevil's on, so screw RP Grinders.
That's what he said. That son of a bitch is watching Daredevil. That's why he's not in chat, so give him shit.
Well, then he added
Twitter.
That Slegar and him could sit and chat and talk and ignore the show.
Yes, yeah, son
and
of a bitch.
Watch Daredevil.
Exile both of them. They're both exiled from the show.
Slegar adds, I thought that's how it worked in the first place.
All right.
Let me see here. And then actually Freak did have a question. He says, do people know when you were muting them? Just curious if they realize that they can be ignored.
I'm really
– I think he means on Skype. I have no idea.
I was really debating whether I should watch Daredevil or come to the show tonight too. So I fail you, Freak 5, you son of a bitch. You're still son of a bitch. But
Daredevil or what?
Or RP Grinders, you know.
Oh, okay.
At least we won out over the television show that you can watch at any time because it's on fucking Netflix.
No shit.
That's the same thing everybody should be telling Freak 5 and Slagar, son of a bitches.
Oh, I've got a question. Who here has PlayStation Plus?
I do.
Okay, have you guys been watching Powers?
No.
I've watched it. You know, I've been keeping up with it week to week, and I've found that it's pretty good. Eddie Izzard is, you know, is that kind of the highlight of the series in my opinion, but it's hard to follow week to week. It seems like a series that's kind of designed to be watched in a binge, like to marathon it, because it's like, you know, there were three or four episodes of it that essentially all take place like back to back. It's like it's all like one. It's kind of like what would happen in like in one comic book storyline. But it's, you know, it's just broken up, so it's hard to follow with a week break between. So like I would recommend watching it, but I would wait until they're done.
God damn it, we're gonna lose all of chat to fucking Daredevil. I swear to God, son of a bitches. All right.
To be fair, it is far more established than RP Grinders is.
Get out of here! RP Grinders have been around.
Hey, Daredevil's
years,
been around for decades. RP Grinders been around for a few.
The
years.
Show's been on for one fucking day, man. One goddamn day.
But our show was never tainted by Ben Affleck.
That's true.
Hey, I actually liked.
I did. I actually liked it too, and I liked it mostly director. Because of
you guys are exiled.
Yeah, I have a question. Should I see Ex Machina?
What's that? What Ex Machina?
It's a movie.
No, it sucks.
Oh, should I see Ex Machina?
It's got a 89 on the tomato meter, which means it's useless, isn't it?
Yep, pretty much.
Actually, I found that the tomato meter is, by and large,
it's pretty useful
reliable.
For certain things. It's useful for. I've talked about that on this show before. All right, let's go on to what we've been playing, guys. Let's start with you, Break. What have you been playing?
Let's see here. Well, to make you happy, I beat and finished Final Fantasy 13 too.
Yay!
I got all the achievements to it, and I was thinking should I play the DLC or not?
No,
wondering. Oh, yeah. See, that's what I decided too. Instead of buying the DLC, I just went out and bought Final Fantasy 13 2 Lightning Returns. So I'm playing that now.
That's not 13 2. That's
I'm gonna say 13
3. I'm sorry. It's just called
Fantasy
Lightning 13. Returns.
Yeah, so I got Final Fantasy 13 Lightning Returns.
Lightning Returns, Final Fantasy 13.
Yeah.
Sorry.
For some stupid reason.
The fuck out of me.
Tiger Claw.
I played the demo of that, and it's like the combat system was kind of neat, but I was just like, I hate these characters. It's like, I'm sorry. It's like, you know, it's like the combat system is, you know, it's reasonably entertaining, but I'm like, there's nothing else here other than the combat engine. And I'm just like, it's weird because it's like I have always kind of felt the same way about fighting games.
Yeah.
Unless I could find characters that I could get into, I would just like it doesn't matter how good a fighting game is.
What's
if I
the
can't
game?
Find characters I like, I would just get bored.
What's the game that started on Netflix or not Netflix, Dreamcast that I'm reading chat. That started on Dreamcast that was pretty good. It has it's not
Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur, thank you.
Soul Calibur started in the arcade, though.
Yeah, that was Soul. It was first Soul Blade, and then the sequel was Soul Calibur, and since then they've been Soul Calibur.
I like the Soul Calibur ones.
So, there was Soul.
I love those games.
That's a little different. The original arcade version was Soul Edge.
You're right.
The PlayStation version was called Soul Blade, and then they had the sequel Soul Calibur, which ran on enhanced PlayStation 1 hardware.
And it was the first Dreamcast game on the first.
I like the Soul Calibur ones.
I really love the original Soul Calibur. All right,
let me get through chat real quick before we get to the rest of your games. Break. Tiger Claw says they are working on the Jessica Jones series on Netflix. Okay.
Also, a Luke Cage show.
That's going to be awesome. Wyland says RP Grinders has been around longer since the beginning of time and all.
I don't think that's technically true.
Wyland, you're exiled.
I'll go with it.
TC says the only tomato meter that matters is the user rating. That's horseshit. Gripper says, yes, Daredevil is on. All right. What else have you been playing, Blake?
The only other game I was playing is last week, Flabby Sausage, he asked us a question if any of us had played the new free-to-play Final Fantasy game. So I've been actually playing that this week. And
it's good.
It's the best free-to-play Final Fantasy game I've ever played.
Yeah, record keeper.
Two.
Exactly.
But you played the Chocobo one?
No. Oh, wait, there was another one?
Yeah,
Chocobo. There was ATB, and then there was that. And now there's this one.
Record keeper's really good. It is.
It's different. I like it. There's a lot of grinding to it. And
knowing what you know about my gaming proclivities, do you think I would enjoy it?
Yes. No. I think you would enjoy it.
I don't.
It's a quick pick-me-up RPG.
Yeah, but I think he enjoys story more in his RPGs, and there is no story.
Yeah, that's one thing it really lacks is story.
Basically, you're playing the battles. You're going back through the, all the old fun. Final Fantasies. What's that?
Is the combat fun, though?
Yes, it's really fun. Okay.
I will give it a shot.
So far, I've done a lot of just hitting the auto and letting it go. I'm just in the fights to get the rewards so I can build up my weapons.
I'll try it out. I have a decent tablet to play it on, so I'll give it a shot. Maybe I'll review.
I know I'm weird, but I love fucking menus and leveling my characters. That's one of my favorite fucking things. I can't explain it.
Like, Flabby says he's enjoying it. Flabby says he's enjoying it a lot. Little pissed how much Final Fantasy they let him play. Too little Final Fantasy VII and too little Final Fantasy VIII.
Final Fantasy VIII is way underrated.
I'm sure Final Fantasy VIII sucks, man. I'm sorry.
No.
It does.
Dude, I mean, it's a lot of fun if you go into it understanding that this is not Final Fantasy VI and VII.
It's about
I would be willing to try it again on better hardware.
Yeah.
I hate the characters in
a part of the problem with Final Fantasy VII and Final Fantasy VIII for me was the PlayStation hardware.
No, I didn't.
It's like I found Squall to be unlikable, but I think he kind of redeemed himself in the end.
I don't know.
That was kind of the point. It's like, well, and it's like someone
that makes him better than Lightning. Which is funny because Lightning's basically Squall.
Yep. Yeah. You're
well,
right.
The thing is, it's like someone
not
made
Cloud Squall. She's Squall.
I got comments on Lightning.
Because she's a gigantic fan.
Let me just say this real quick. Someone made the argument to me that a character doesn't have to be likable for you to like the character.
Right. That's true.
This was in the context of talking about Silent Hill 2, which is one of the reasons I never liked that game all that much is because I fucking hated James.
I love
the point that it's like, and not really getting the idea that
James is
the point
tool,
is that you're,
that's why.
you're supposed to hate him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he is an inherently unlikable character. He's meant to be. He's designed to be. And it's like, and that's part of what gives Silent Hill 2 its charm. I still don't find Silent Hill 2 particularly scary.
Silent Hill 2, man.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, well, it's like since
I
the
like
game,
the soundtrack.
Oh, it's good. It's really
good. Since I never found Silent Hill 2 particularly scary, I always felt it was the weakest of the series.
Let me make a quick point about Lightning, all right? A cardboard box has more personality than Lightning.
I actually want to make a comment about Lightning. In the first two Final Fantasy 13s, they didn't, like, sexualize Lightning.
Are you kidding?
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
Kidding?
No,
they didn't.
In Lightning Returns...
I played
it a little bit, but I'm starting to get the
dresses
vibe
that are weird.
Yeah, there's kind of a little sexualization of her, which as much as I know a lot of people hate Lightning and stuff like that, I think she was actually a good role model, as far as like a female character, a non-sexualized woman.
The absolute worst.
Strong female.
I think the problem there was that it's like they made her a strong female character, but they also didn't give her any personality.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. That's true. And look, and her whole the lightning thing. Look, like, yeah, basically, lightning was just a name she wanted people to call her.
Yeah. Like,
are you kidding me?
The thing is,
speaking about this,
it's like me going around in public saying my name's Breakman.
Yeah. hang on a second, Frank. I would say that, like, when you look at it's like, and it sucks that you have to look at games, like, I have to go back this far for games that I think would be kind of exemplify what I think female characters should be like. You have Beyond Good and Evil,
mm-hmm.
Yes. A very strong female character who's not overtly sexualized in a game. She's smart, she's pretty, but she's not sexual.
Yeah.
And or like Alex Vance.
It's a good point.
Who's like just amazingly competent. It's just like, you know, this
Well, yeah, but they kind of hurt her character towards the end of the games, making her suddenly fall in love with Gordon. Mm.
You know what?
Well, I don't think that was so much the issue so much.
It like, felt that, really it was, forced.
I think that there was like kind
they
of
They worked on it in the episodes. So
yeah, I mean, I think they kind of hinted at it, especially like in episode one. But like the I don't know. It's like I want to see more of that kind of thing, and you don't see that very often.
I guess I shouldn't say that hurt her character, yeah, look, because people fall in love, you know, and normal rational people do dumb things,
right.
or they become attached emotionally to people. Maybe they should, you know.
Yeah, you know,
things happen.
I like what they did with Lara Croft actually in the past couple of games, right?
Oh,
they,
I wanted to mention. I would say,
but I miss square boobs. I mean.
Pyramidal boobs, but anyway, a character who was both like sensual and powerful was Farrah and the Prince of Persia, the Sands of Time.
Mm-hmm. Why do people have so much angst against sexuality in video games? I don't get it.
Well, I think the problem is that video games have a long history of regarding women as sexual objects.
Yeah, but
it's
they
not
also have a long...
I don't have a problem with with sexualization. I'm just saying there need to be other options too, and for a long time there really weren't.
I agree with that.
The only like non-sexualized female characters from Nintendo, like Princess Peach and stuff.
Right, but look, this is my point. Like, nobody ever talks of sexualization of men in these games too.
But,
like,
there have been male characters that aren't like...
The thing is, there's a difference there. Like, you look at, say, Kratos.
Yes,
you know,
Kratos.
But the thing is, he is not it's like, if he's a sexual fantasy for someone, it's kind of incidental to the fact that he's still a male power fantasy.
I don't know, man.
Being the female sexual fantasy. This was a conversation that could span the entire.
I'm less concerned about whether or not games are sexist so much as they are just lazily designed.
I'm not saying games are sexist. I'm just saying like it's nice that there are other options. You know,
yeah,
I like
I know.
Variety.
I agree.
I think variety is good.
Look, I agree with that. But there's nothing wrong with sexuality, whether it's male
no,
or
there, there's not.
On that point,
right?
I think an all male Final Fantasy cast is actually kind of interesting because they actually haven't done that before in a Final Fantasy.
Yeah,
Final Fantasy 15 sausage fest.
I think the problem people are having is because they just want to see diversity everywhere for the sake of diversity.
Right, that's another problem. Like for instance, like Saz in Final Fantasy 13, just thrown in, right? Just thrown in for diversity's sake.
So apparently, I found him to be the most likable character of the
I agree. I couldn't agree with you more. They should have done more with Saz. I made that argument.
He was supposed to be like the comic relief, but he really wasn't the comic relief.
No, he was good, though. I like that character.
He was a likable character, but he wasn't funny.
Right.
Like, I don't know. The jokes felt very flat.
Break, do you have any more games that you've been playing?
You don't like the Sugar and Rainbows joke?
Yeah. All right, Mug, what have you been playing?
I have pretty much, like, since I finished Devil May Cry 3 on the HD collection, all I've been playing is, I bought it on Tuesday, but I didn't start playing it until, like, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
But I finished Devil May Cry 3, and then I started playing Axiom Verge.
Mm.
Initially, I'll be honest, I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so, but I kind of slogged through, and I got through. It's like you get through the first three bosses, and suddenly the game kind of opens up, and you get some better weapons, and like the game gets much more interesting. It's still not fantastic, but it is solid. It's like if I were to, if I had to be forced to put it into like, you know, into numeric terms, like a scale of 1 to 10, it's like I would probably rate it about a 7.5. I'm near the end of the game now.
I give it a 9.
Yeah, I don't,
by the way.
Yeah, I saw that, but it's like I don't think the game. It's like one thing is nice. It has some really great music, but it's like visually it's very inconsistent. Some areas look fantastic, but some look very lazily. Just, you know, it's like, oh, you know, this is a slightly, you know, a slightly trussed up version of the original Metroid. And some of the areas, like okay, we took our inspiration from the original Metroid, and here's our step up from it. But it's like the one thing that kind of just it annoys me is like most of the boss fights are either frustrating or just annoying. They're not fun to fight. It's like when you lose, there's one boss in particular. There's one that resembles a wasp. That I was just like, this boss is not fun to fight.
Yeah. So when it's like a real wasp. Okay.
Well, yeah, but it's like when I went, you know, I took me about, I would say like 8 or 10 tries to beat the boss, and I was getting incredibly frustrated by the end because I felt like when I lost, it was just because it wasn't because of like the AI is basically outsmarting me. It wasn't like a Ninja Gaiden game or one of the Souls games, Bloodborne, or whatever.
That's one big issue I have with video games is that like when you get frustrated like that, games become not fun.
I only had to retry that boss once.
Yeah, because you're a better gamer than Mug. You're better than Mug.
That may be so, or maybe you had more health than I did or whatever. Or maybe
a better weapon.
Yeah, and that's entirely possible. Eric, what weapon did you use on that boss?
I think I might have used that Sonic one, because that's what I had at the time.
Yeah, the one I used was the one that spreads out really far.
Yeah, if you're using the Virage, it has a terrible rate of fire.
Yeah, it has a terrible rate of fire, but it also has the best, like, you know, you're range. Most likely to hit it.
Yeah, all this
that was good against the crab boss that you had to.
Oh, yeah, it was the only thing that would work, pretty much.
Eric is greater than
Mike. I saw a speed run where they did something different. They used the electro melee weapon.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, see, all this proves is Eric is better than Mug. That's all it proves. Okay. What?
Has Eric gotten 100% of trophies on God of War 3, though?
Get out of here.
No. God of
War 3. I
don't have that kind of time. I
know.
Yeah.
Trophies suck anyways. All right, anything else, Mug?
They're fun. That's really been it. I'm still playing Axiom Verge. I actually shut it off right before I logged into Skype to...
All right, Eric, what have you been playing, sir?
I've been playing... Well, over the past week, I finished up Hanachirasu, and the review of that should be going up on VOG by Sunday, hopefully.
All right.
And I played a little bit of Tokiden Kiwami. I only played, like, the intro mission because I didn't play and beat the original, which I reviewed on Game Tactics, but this is pretty much the same game with more stuff, so I didn't feel like I needed to dedicate more time to it, and I'll just play it at my own pace later.
Yep. All right. Anything else?
Etrian Mystery Dungeon mostly, other than that, and a little bit of Metal Slug 3. I talked about that last week, though.
Okay.
But I just played a little bit more of it on the PS4 just to see if there are any significant differences. Supposedly there is a cross-save feature, but it's not available through the main menu. I was hearing, if I'm hearing right, you can only do it through the PS3, and then you transmit it to that, and I guess... it will look up the network and it will see if your save's in the database somewhere and then load it.
Wait a minute. Like, I thought that
it's kind of convoluted.
Yeah, I thought Metal Slug 3 was only on Vita and PS4, not PS3.
No, there's a PS3 version too.
Oh, I did not realize that.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
I've been playing a little bit through Prince's Evangel, which is another visual novel. Mm. It's actually kind of interesting. It, it has like some social commentary on like what the conservative mindset is, and it's challenging tradition for the sake of tradition.
Yeah. Well, I'm all for that because
tradition. And it's basically like it's set up like this guy, his dad, basically skipped out town because he was in large debt, and apparently the loan collectors were mafia guys who were after him, and that's why he left. And basically, sold his kid off to the mob, and he runs away from them and meets this girl, and then they get into trouble with the mobsters because they eventually catch up with him. But they fend them off somehow. But eventually, he gets invited to go to an all-girls school because I guess they're in threat of closing down because they can't get enough people in their school because number one, it's expensive, and number two, it's a girls only school.
Yeah. Well, let's.
And the idea is that if this is a successful experiment succeeds, they're going to make it a co-ed school. But so he faces a little bit of discrimination there too because he's an outsider.
Yeah. All right.
So it's kind of like Misandry, but not really.
So anything else, Eric?
That's it, actually.
Go ahead.
Oh, did I say Extreme Mystery Dungeon?
Yep, you did.
Okay.
I played even more Marvel Puzzle Quest. That game is fucking addicting, man. It's so good. Like, I don't know, there's so much to do on that game. I really like it, and I haven't spent a penny on it, so I'm very happy about that. You can buy extra stuff. It's Puzzle Quest at its finest. I like it even more than the original Puzzle Quest. It's really cool the way they did it. So I think I've talked about it a little bit before. All right, let's move on to our Stinkos. Let's start with Eric. Did you have a Stinko this week?
I was going to ask, Mortal Kombat actually has a story.
Yeah.
No, I know it has. But a story that's a story enough that's coherent.
Mm, oh, yeah. I mean, have you played MK9?
No.
MK9 actually has the best story mode of any fighting game ever made. With the possible exception of Injustice, and that's because it's made by the same devs. It's like the way that it works is that it's broken down into chapters where you play as a specific character. Like this particular chapter, you play as Johnny Cage or whatever. And then you fight a few fights with this character, and then you go to a different character. And then so you do this continually until you finally wind up. It's like MK9.
DOA 5 did that too, but DOA 5's DOA. So
yeah. Well, it's like DOA is a good is actually a really solid fighting game. But my point is that the MK9 essentially it retcons. It's like it takes
retcons
into
the
account,
entire series.
Well, yes, but the thing is, it does it in a kind of a brilliant way. It's like it takes into account everything that happened before. And it's like, and that's where it starts off. It's like,
and we're undoing it all, huh? Time paradox.
It's not really. It's like it's really well done. You'd have to see it to really understand. Yeah.
All right, guys.
But
let's
really works.
Let's get back on track here. Mortal Kombat's a cool game and all, but we got to get on track.
Yeah. Eric, but fucking Mortal Kombat 10 and Warner Brothers and their diming.
I like Mortal Kombat games, but I'm with, I think it was you, Mug, in chat said you don't want to spend all the extra money for.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I'm not going to spend $90 or $100 to get all the content that, you know, like just for the, I spent the money on like the $5 per character for the DLC characters in MK9, and it's just, I'm not doing it again.
All right, Eric, any Stinkos this week?
Fucking sinus headaches.
Yeah, those suck for sure.
That
man.
Sucks, dude.
All right, break. Any Stinkos?
I actually have a couple. I was driving on the road today on the highway to work, and I got trapped behind a utility vehicle because he was going to speed limit or something, but something flew off the vehicle and smashed on my windshield, so I need to get that replaced now.
Oh, no. That sucked.
I was a little irritated. Fucking utility vehicle. Lock your shit up next time, dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Another one, my other Stinko goes to, I don't know if you remember last year when the NCAA was starting up basketball-wise. Mm-hmm.
I mentioned NCAA. Only losers, that's who.
Get out of here.
Well, I mentioned my sweeto at the time was to the NCAA giving this young girl her chance to play her dream play college basketball.
You're talking about Lauren Hill.
Where she died. Lauren Hill, yes.
Yeah.
And her goal since then, since she's been since she was pronounced terminally ill, was to – yeah, one thing was to live her dream, which was play college basketball, and the other was to get as much money and much awareness out for the disease as she can. Yeah. Even though knowing she was going to die and there was nothing that anybody could do to stop it,
yeah,
she was still until the end battling. You know,
yeah, like basically she was an active, she was an activist for the disease.
Yeah, yeah. And she died overnight. So yeah.
She also raised
what was her illness?
Brain cancer.
Yeah, it was a. Well, I can't remember the initials. It was a weird. Can't remember what it's called, but it was a brain cancer. It was terminal. And, yeah, every time they showed her, like, it was like, please stop showing her on camera because it's like she looks bad.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Actually, I have another
stitch.
Hang on, Eric. Hang on. Let me add on to this one.
They gave her about a 2-year proximity, and they were saying as far as living, but they didn't think she would be able to go even a few months being able to physically function. Mm. So the NCAA at the time said, okay, we're going to go ahead and move that game up for her and let her play.
Yeah.
Because they you know, this is nice. Her dream. And so she got to play in that game, and she did get to play in a couple more, but after that it just became too impossible for her to
yeah.
play.
And yeah. You know what? Along the Sweetos, and we'll get to you in just a second, Eric, $1.5 million she raised. So that
was
excellent. So, all right, Eric, you're Stinko.
I didn't really mention it because I didn't have the article to pair it with it, but I'll just say the food babe in general. Just fuck her.
Oh, fuck her. I fucking hate that woman.
Wait, who?
You know who? Her name is Vani Hari. She is like – she's one of these activists who's like – she's completely anti-GMO and she spreads all this misinformation about – essentially she's made this comment like – you know, there's just no acceptable amount of any chemicals to be in any food we eat.
Oh,
like, literally
off.
All physical matter is chemicals, you stupid
idiot.
Asshole.
Yeah, I need to learn more before I definitively call her an idiot.
I'm sure you'll agree, Frank.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, I already agree with you guys against her, and I don't even know her.
Right. All right.
Oh, she drives me up the friggin' wall.
Mug, you're Stinko.
I have two. One, I found out that that my favorite living American comedian is an anti-vaxxer.
Oh, jeez. Who?
And I was like, Christopher Titus.
Oh, get out of here.
I'm not kidding. Really? Yes, really. It's like I talked to him on – like we had a couple of exchanges on Twitter. And it's just – yeah, he puts out all this like, oh, this like – one out of every 18,000 kids will have a reaction to the MMR vaccine. Yes, that's still better than them getting fucking measles, mumps, or rubella. And I was like, and I tweeted, I don't know if you saw, it's like I've never had someone lose my respect as rapidly and suddenly as to cause whiplash. But
you know,
Christopher Titus managed to do it.
Here's the thing though, Mug. I can separate like liking a person for their comedy and not liking them in person. You know, even though
It's like someone said, like, you know, like that's the old saying, man, never meet your heroes.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. But the other one is, and it's just like, okay, like it's really hard for me to, you know, I try to separate that stuff out, but it's like his last special was also mostly shit.
Yeah.
But anyway, the other one is more political. And still was South Carolina defending gay marriage ban. SC defends gay marriage ban by noting discrimination against women. Let me read. It's a short article. Let me read this real quick. And you will get very quickly why I'm so pissed off about it. My home state. The state of South Carolina argued in an amicus brief filed to the Supreme Court that the framers of the Constitution did not intend to force states to allow same-sex marriage, just as they did not prohibit states from discriminating against women in the 14th Amendment.
Fucking amen.
Hold on. It gets better. As Slate noted, South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson argued in the brief that the 14th Amendment, which guarantees –
there's a fallacy there.
Oh, yes. But the 14th Amendment, which guarantees equal protection, was only intended to ban discrimination based on race, and that the authors, quote, insisted upon leaving untouched those state laws depriving women of basic rights upon marriage to a man, end quote.
My God.
The 14th Amendment framers went to considerable lengths to preserve the traditional family unit, even insisting upon the subordination of married women. Where? With this in mind, they did not, by any stretch of the imagination, contemplate that same-sex marriage was required by the amendment or its due process clause, Wilson wrote in the brief.
What's the fallacy, Eric, there? What's the fallacy?
Fallacies, first of all, there's red herring.
Yeah, of course.
Like discrimination in women should, you know.
Yeah, and a false equivalence.
Yeah, I was going to say false equivocation there, yeah.
But hang on. The brief does acknowledge that the framers' views on women are no longer held by lawmakers in South Carolina, but argues that the history of the amendment still backs up same-sex marriage bans. Another quote, the historic evidence concerning the treatment of women presented as the views of the 14th Amendment's framers are not those of the state today. Seemingly anachronistic, no shit, such evidence is, nevertheless, reflective of the amendment's original meaning, which we believe controls this case, Wilson wrote. The Supreme Court will consider this year whether state bans on gay marriage are unconstitutional. Never mind that the Supreme Court has already struck down South Carolina's gay marriage ban.
Yep.
Numerous states with same-sex marriage bans have filed briefs defending their laws. The Kentucky governor argued that the state's ban on same-sex marriage is not discriminatory because neither gay people nor straight people are allowed to marry someone of the same gender. Now, I just want to say something.
I'm sorry. Did you say not straight people aren't allowed to marry someone of the same gender?
Yeah, you know, for like a political marriage.
Yeah, but hang on. Basically, they're saying we can legally discriminate against women, so we should be able to discriminate against gays.
Yep, that's what it boils down to.
Fuck you in the ear.
You know what? Those southern states are just whack. South Carolina. God.
It's like, what's strange is that in many ways, I've lived in South Carolina my entire life. I've never lived anywhere else. Mm-hmm. I've been plenty of other places, but I've never lived outside of South Carolina.
I'm sure you want to move.
I do. I would. Actually, if I could go anywhere, I'd like to go to Seattle.
Yeah, that'd be a good place to go.
But point being, it's like, what's funny is that for as steeped in religion and a lot of bad history. I mean, South Carolina was the last to, you know, was like the I think they were the first to secede and the last to rejoin the Union.
Yeah.
And it's just like I think they were the last to give up on slavery. And it's like it's not as overt here. There's not as much open discrimination here as I see in a lot of other states in the South.
Yeah.
And yet I see this and I'm just like, oh God, it's not the fucking early 1800s anymore, people.
Tell that to a black person or a gay person that lives in South Carolina.
The thing is, I'm a straight-leaning bisexual. I would say probably 80 to 90% straight. But I have a lot of sensitivity to it. My wife is very much of the same mind.
Yeah.
My stepdaughter, she regards herself as genderqueer.
Yeah.
Like, I have very fluid sexuality. Mm-hmm. And I've had lots of gay friends. And it's just I honestly don't know where I'm going with this. I'm just irritated.
I know. I'm irritated, too, with South Carolina mug. Speaking of South Carolina, my stinko goes to a cop in South Carolina.
That was going to be my first one, but I saw you had put it already, so I was going to let it go.
Killed an unarmed citizen and also planted evidence.
Mm-hmm.
This is from via the Young Turks. Somebody put the link that I put in there from YouTube. You guys can check this out. It's interesting in the fact that they actually caught a cop red-handed, and they are actually prosecuting this person for murder.
So, yeah, he's already been fired. And I will say that's the one good thing that's come out of this. They handled it far better than
– I hope they go all the way and convict him, because it can't be more clear than the video evidence. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just
– I mean, the guy
so
was
big.
Running away, and he shot him in the back like eight times.
Yeah,
like
eight shot, fucking times.
It was five shots.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, eight times.
No,
eight
it times. Was five shots, and he was hit five times in the back. He might have fired.
Yeah,
eight.
No, but he fired
eight times,
and he wasn't running. He was slowly jogging away.
Well, that's considered.
Yeah,
running.
Yeah, it was not. It
he
was
wasn't
not,
even. He wasn't barely even trying to get away.
Yeah,
I mean, he was going in the opposite direction, but even I could have caught him. And you know, I'm no athlete.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm too lazy to do anything but reach for the remote.
Yeah, it's sickening. And, you know, but this is the norm, and people from different countries often ask me, like, this is what really happens, and I have to say yes, and it's disgusting, all right?
Yeah, the thing it is really that is. People don't seem to get, it's like, this is becoming a pattern.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's like they're emboldened what's happened, like, in Ferguson.
I'm going to go even further and say it's not a pattern, it's an epidemic. It's an absolute epidemic.
It is. I mean, it's getting seriously out of hand. This should not happen.
We are moving
toward a police state, and it's not fucking okay.
No, that's what I was going to say. It's not we're heading towards a police state. We are in a police state right now. And look, check it out. I talked to WIPIX. I would seriously love to move someplace like Puerto Rico or the Virgin Islands, someplace where I don't have to go through all the trouble of getting passports and all that junk, just to get away from this nonsense, because that's what it is. It's nonsense. No hiccups, apparently, Dungeon Buster says on the broadcast, so that's good. Let's go on.
Hold on. Brake's explanation is that Frank had sex with Skype. I think, given how disappointed Skype would be by that experience, I don't think that's.
Get out of here! Nobody. Brake, you're exiled. Brake, yeah. Mug is exiled.
I was sort of backhanded complimenting.
You're exiled because you're laughing. That's why. Get out of here.
Waiting to exile.
Get out of here. Bitches. Let's move on to our sweetos. Eric.
You know we love you, Frank.
My sweetos from myfuckinglovescience.com. And scientists work out how to make chocolate healthier and more flavorful.
How the hell did that happen?
That's good.
More flavorful and healthier?
Yeah, how can it be more flavorful?
It says here they made a few adjustments to the earliest processing steps. They could boost the content of health-promoting compounds in cocoa beans and prove the resulting chocolate's favorite rankings.
Yes! Another reason to eat chocolate. Yes! Right on. Good job, Eric.
That would make eating dark chocolate more palatable to people who are used to milk chocolate, because dark chocolate's good.
I don't like dark chocolate.
But it's bitter.
I don't know if you guys have, wherever you live, a world market.
Yes, we have one here.
I went there one time and they had and sometimes they'll have just kind of like weird chocolate from, from Germany or wherever. But I had one that was like a chocolate with beef jerky.
Yuck!
And what's funny is that I was like, okay, I've got to try this. And I tried it and I was like, this I don't expect to be good. I fully expect this to be like revolting. And I was like, holy crap, this is amazing. And the reason is because jerky is so salty.
Yeah.
And the chocolate's so sweet. Mm-hmm. They counterpoint each other incredibly well.
I'm not willing to try that.
You should give it a shot. Just like if you
see. Has anybody tried Tabasco chocolate?
Yes! It's so good!
Damn it.
For the same reason. Tabasco is hot and spicy.
You guys are grossing me out, man.
It makes my tongue like burn.
Don't close yourself off to it, dude. Try something new. You may find you like it. That's kind of my position. It's like I won't reject anything out of hand. It's like you give it to me. It's like I don't know about this. I'll try it, and I may find that I like it.
I only do that type of stuff when it comes to sex, man.
Duck vaginas.
All right, let's move on here, Moria.
My sweeto of the weeko. It's kind of a stinko and a sweeto in one. We've had some electrical problems in this place for a while now. We've had to turn off some stuff that just to avoid problems like where one of our breakers would snap and then we'd have to replace the breaker, and it just caused a lot of problems. So we finally had an issue where we couldn't get it fixed, and we replaced the breaker and it was still going on. And so we called the guy who actually came out and did some work on our AC unit a couple months ago. And he got it fixed. He traced the issue to a live wire touching a ground wire in the overhead light fixture of my room where I am now, the game room. And he found that, got it fixed, took care of it, fixed it, resolved the issue. Like now we can run everything just like we are supposed to. And he charged us. How much do you want to guess he charged us for this work? Because he was here for about 2 hours.
It sounds like for two
anal
hours,
sex and a blowjob.
it was a financial amount.
Let's see. I'm gonna say $400.
$80.
Whoa, that's really cool.
Like, you are our go-to guy. Because okay. When he fixed our AC, he charged us, I think it was like $320, which is not bad for considering how much labor he had to put in. And how much, because he replaced our thermostat and everything. It's like that alone is like $75.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was like, holy crap, dude, you're awesome. We're coming to you. Like, you're our first, you know, if we have problems, we're coming to you first. And so since we're spending less on that than we thought we were going to have to, we can also do some other stuff to improve the house. And like there's a little coating that we can put on the top of the thing to reduce that, because we have no shade. We're directly in direct sunlight all day, which makes it really AC has to work really hard to keep the place cool. Yeah. But essentially, we can spend the money on this and still spend less, even with the $80, than we thought we were going to have to spend just for the electrical repair.
Dungeon Buster says, "Yay, good guy electrician." I can't say that one. All right, break. You're sweeto.
My sweeto goes to it's baseball season again. It's spring, beautiful weather. The
you
Reds are back.
Bitch.
It's
you son
glorious
of a bitch.
Times again.
You stole mine. You goddamn son of a bitch. All right.
I said the Reds. You can say the Rockies.
I am gonna say the Rockies.
Make a side real quick, Frank.
What?
It's nice it's nice to hear you in good spirits.
Yeah, of course. Mine is also, but mine goes to the Rockies.
Right.
Actually, they swept the Brewers to start the season 3-0.
Nice. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I think they were, last I checked, they were beating the Cubs today 5-1.
So. I also appreciate that. Both of those teams were in my division, so please beat them.
Yep.
The Reds swept the Pirates, who were also in the division, and right now they're beating the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Even though this is April, these are still like, these are really important games because these are division games. It's just weird
for
games to actually matter in April, you know?
When we play you guys, we'll sweep you guys too. We'll just make it a whole division sweep. Beating
you're not
Wilkins,
in our division.
I know, but clearing out your division, right?
Are you in the American League or National League?
National.
Oh, okay.
West. Beating Whippix in the NCAA tournament bracket was awesome because we had an awesome bet, which I will not share with you folks.
It was anal.
So who did you – I'm guessing she had Kentucky?
No, she actually had Duke to win the whole thing. But I ended
totally
up,
anal.
Get out of here.
Then how did
that's
you
– That's not
win?
A no.
What?
That's not a
no.
No,
not you, son of a bitch. Break.
I'm confused. How did you win if she had Duke?
She had Duke, but I won based on the amount of games I picked correct.
Okay, did you have Duke also?
I had Duke in the final game with Kentucky, but
and you had Kentucky. I said I had Kentucky winning too.
Yeah, I did too.
Kentucky's major epic fail of epic.
It's not an epic fail. They lost to a great team. Wisconsin's good, man.
They shouldn't have. They played terrible that game. They were badly coached. It was a big game.
Get out of here. And then also you guys talked a little bit about Scientology before, but I watched this documentary Going Clear about Scientology.
HBO documentary, yeah.
Yes, it's an HBO. And it's,
damn you people in your HBO.
It's great. You got you
which,
guys
which John
I'm sick
of
you people
course,
in your page
dismissed.
Channel.
John Travolta.
I haven't watched it yet.
I want to watch that new show that's coming, Ash versus the Evil Dead, but it's gonna be Stars only like
yep.
God damn it!
You got to pony up the cash, man.
Yeah, that's why there are torrents.
I don't want to pay like whatever it is just for one show.
Dude, we just
I don't
want to
pay like the $30 a month for one show.
No, you don't pay
$10 a month for one show. I don't care what it is.
Look,
to be fair, hang on. To be fair, Starz has a lot of good content.
Dude, HBO is worth. I think you could get it for $10 of extra a month, man, and you get the streaming service with that too. You're just cheap. Break. That's all it is. All right, let's move on to a quick lulls here.
Break's cheap. I can't afford it.
I can't argue with that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Eric
sent me a link to an anti-masturbation cross.
This thing's actually been around for years.
Yeah, it's been around for a while.
Almost positive this site is a Poe.
This is probably one of the worst...
Yeah, but it is a product to pose, is the real question.
This is one of the worst torture devices I've ever seen. Basically, strap your kids to this cross so they can't masturbate. It's fucking ridiculous. But I'll try to put this in the show notes so you guys can check it out. All right, yeah. I'll tell you what. Just look up anti-masturbation cross and you'll
come across. You know, there are guys that pay good money for that kind of thing.
It's called. It's like the site is. It's easy. StopMasturbationNow.org.
Seriously, there are guys who'll pay like thousands of dollars for women who will lock up their cock for a week or something let them do anything.
Yeah, but see, there's the deal. They get
I get it. I was just making a joke that nobody laughed at, so I started
get
explaining
out of here. All right, Eric. Real quick reviews, please. Chappie and Nightcrawler.
Let's see. Chappie is directed by Blomkamp.
Yeah, Neil Blomkamp.
Who did District 9 and Elysium.
This is the movie everybody was looking forward to.
I like those movies, by the way.
Yeah, it looks good. I mean, from the trailers. How was it? I'm very curious.
It was slightly interesting, but I think Blomkamp kind of fucked it up a bit because he did a lot of unnecessary things in that movie that made it longer than it needed to be. And basically what's going on is it's in the not too distant future, but apparently technology has grown considerably in the AI robotics field. And they're using robots as a police force now. Mm. And apparently the idea they went with this because they were tired of all the police brutality.
Huh. How topical.
Yeah,
but instead of having corrupt cops, now you have basically mindless robots who do the job.
It's kind of like driverless.
And they basically go after gangs and drug dealers.
So I mean, is it like a good movie that's just a little bloated?
Yeah, I mean, like they tried to talk about the soul and shit and basically at the end of the movie
Don't spoil. No spoilers. No.
No spoilers. But no spoilers. Okay,
they try to get root of what AI is and what consciousness is.
In your opinion, is it worth seeing in a theater?
Probably worth seeing in the theater over renting it.
For me, that's
he's kind of like a Johnny Five of sorts.
Okay. Well, see, for me, that's kind of the benchmark. Is like
if he doesn't see Johnny Five is alive, I'm out.
He's choppy. Yeah. He's not Johnny.
Yeah. I mean, if a movie's worth seeing in a theater versus renting it, you know, that's a movie it must be a pretty good
big screen. That's what I mean.
Yeah, so how many Haley Joel Osment?
Oh, yeah. There's ridiculous product placement in it. Like of course I guess Choppy goes on a heist and he gets a bunch of PS4s to do the thing that he needs to do.
That was one thing that annoyed me about.
And he uses them as an array for like computations.
All right. Yeah. So
one thing that kind of annoyed me about Powers. It's like since it's made by Sony, Apple does not exist in this universe. Mm-hmm. Every single electronic is Sony branded.
So how many Haley...
I played a couple of visual novels from Minori, and when the time they released, apparently the Sony Vaio was still a thing, and apparently it was popular in Japan enough to be featured in this game, because you could clearly see the logos on the laptops.
Very prominently, right. Yeah.
How many Haley Joel Osments out of 10 do you give Chappie? Eric?
Mm-mm. How many Haley Joel Osments?
Yep, out of 10.
That's AI, though. Did he do AI?
Yes, that's he was joke. An AI. That's the joke.
Haley Joel Osment. Probably 5.5.
Yeah, that'll work. That's good enough for damning. Me to see. No, that's average,
that's
man.
I think average. High.
Slightly
that's
above average.
That's above average. That's kind of mediocre.
All right. No, that's average.
It's slightly better than mediocre.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, exactly. You got one more review.
It has a lot of the same problems District 9 and I actually like District 9.
I thought District 9 was fucking sublime.
I like it. I don't think it's sublime. It's got issues, but I liked it. All right. Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler is a good movie. It's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal. His name is hard to
sadly
remember.
Does not star David Cummings.
Let him get through it. God damn it.
Anyways, he's basically a petty thief who decides to quote unquote go legit, and basically he becomes a Nightcrawler because he finds it fascinating.
Okay, yeah, so you're going to have to define Nightcrawler there.
So does he grow a tail and blue skin and stuff?
Nightcrawler is someone who...
Whoa, we're getting too many people talking at once. First off, define Nightcrawler.
Oh, Jesus. We're going to go through a whole...
And don't derail me, Break, please.
Sorry.
Anyways, a Nightcrawler is basically someone... can you shut up? It's basically someone who will grab as much video recording equipment as they possibly can and record... the aftermath of a bloody violent crime scene.
That sounds morbid as hell.
And they'll usually go after ones that are crimes against white people by minorities or something like that.
So there's like an inherently racial...
And they take the footage that they record and sell to the highest bidder, basically.
Yeah.
So it's like, inherently...
And trying to start up a company who specializes in this.
Okay, well, let me ask my question here. Is it kind of like an inherently racial sort of thing?
No, overtly. But that's basically what the plot of the movie is.
Yeah, it's overtly racial. Like you, the subtext is there for sure. I've seen this movie as well, Eric, so I'll kind of piggyback on what you're saying. How many Nightcrawlers out of 10 would you give Nightcrawler?
Nightcrawler.
No. What you need to do is, how many Bamps out of 10 would you give Nightcrawler?
Eight, I guess.
Yeah, I kind of.
Okay,
like
so
this.
He's allowed to make jokes like that, but I get in trouble.
You don't get in
trouble.
Well,
no, it's like, the problem is that it's kind of common on this podcast where people tend to
they're also together. Called Nightcrawlers because they
like
usually,
I said,
they usually record this stuff at night.
People tend to talk over each other.
Yeah, you're guilty of that too, Mug.
I know.
Part of the problem is we can't see each other.
Anyways, it's about how cutthroat he is, and how it's basically commentary on sensationalist news outlets.
Yeah, I liked it. I didn't care for the ending as much, but yeah. I give it a solid 8 out of 10 as well. I thought it was a good acted movie. You know, underrated in this movie is Renee Russo. She was really good.
I have a question then. Like you said, Eric, you said it was a commentary on like sensationalist media. Is it the commentary in the same sense on that same topic in the same sense that Natural Born Killers is?
I never saw that.
It's a little less sensational than that, Mug. It's you got to see that movie, by the way.
Yeah, you really should. It's like one of the greats of the 90s.
It's pretty good. It actually is really good. It's not sensationalistic in that way. It's more subtle, but the lengths to which this guy goes to get footage is kind of interesting. I'll put it that way. So,
okay. All right. So what, I mean, it's definitely worth the 2 hours or so.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Okay. The ending
is just
not
under
great.
2 hours long.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What do we got for free for all, Eric?
Free for all. We've got the perversion of safe spaces, basically.
Yeah,
and this is an article about in college and hiding from scary ideas.
Yeah, what's this about?
You sound very disappointed.
What's this about?
I've heard about this story, and it's just like there's people complaining about basically
people complaining about not wanting to show up at like different talks that go on in the school because they feel scared and stuff like that. And the idea is that it basically creates a culture in which people are insular and we can't expect them to grow as people and individuals if they don't want to face uncomfortable ideas.
Yeah. It's like anything that does, like I saw this thing where it's like the first thing I saw about it was a story where a college professor was giving a talk about evolution and some Muslims walked out of it and, you know, very publicly like announcing like, you know, this offends our beliefs and we're not going to listen to it. So they left and like made a big show of it.
Doesn't that in itself say how close-minded religion is in general? Like they just cannot fathom it. Like they don't want to hear it. It's, you know, whatever. So anyways, Derek, go on with this story. Like, what's the gist here?
Basically, I think I said all I said, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah. But, yeah, but, basically, it also drives away people who have triggers, basically. Or they'll, yeah. they'll make up triggers as to why they don't want to do stuff.
That's an interesting thing in itself, and I can understand if, like if going to a seminar on how to avoid rape brings up...
And it talks about how these... How some of these people have – how the Great Lakes schools have gone to try to accommodate these people, like creating rooms with like coloring books and stuff like that just to make them feel at ease.
You know, there has to be a certain
– But I think behavior like that's completely unhealthy.
It may or may not be, Eric, depending on – I mean, if you were a rape victim, I can see wanting to – not go to something that would trigger your memories of what happened, but
well, I can understand that. But
on the other hand, like you're right,
face reality at some point.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's like okay, I'll give you a real personal example of this. Okay,
and you can't use it as an excuse to never ever face something uncomfortable.
Well, here's okay. Here, let me finish here, Eric. I'm getting to something actually very personal here. Not for me, but for my wife. All right, Whippix has an extreme – well, she's working on it, but she had an extreme fear of spiders, okay, arachnophobia, which is fairly common amongst – especially women for some reason. Like,
I used to have that.
Yes, it's terrible. It she was literally paralyzed by a teeny spider in a corner of a room that there was no way she could get harmed
Frank,
by
you're
it,
looking right? at this the wrong way. Those spiders that terrify women, we look at them like little tiny bugs. Mm-hmm. We kill them, and we look like heroes to these
they're
women.
They're not bugs.
No,
I'm saying they look like tiny little bugs to us. You know?
I don't kill spiders.
They don't you squash them all the same.
No,
yeah,
I don't
kill spiders?
Look, I'm not going to say
I kill it, listen. And then I show her, like, look what I did for you.
I typically try not to kill
you.
Spiders.
No, okay, let Frank finish.
Yeah, I'll kill a cockroach. Sorry.
All right, guys. Let me finish here. Look, here's the point. I don't enjoy killing any living thing. Right? I'm not one of these Hare Krishnas that or Buddhists or whatever that you know.
It was my uncle from a previous life, right?
or you know, I don't carry a broom with me to walk wherever I go and avoid like, stepping on ants or whatever, but I do not gain any pleasure by killing anything whatsoever, spiders included, although I have killed a spider or two, okay? And the only reason that I've ever done something like that is if my wife is in so much trauma and the spider is so big that it's just, to me, even revolting. That's
personal
the only
space invading.
Right. That's the time that it's time to...
You get flushed.
Well, yeah, you know, it's just I don't enjoy killing anything at all, ever, which to me speaks to a greater thing. Like, we talk about these cops that actually kill people. Like, you
well,
have to be
a goddamn
listen,
difference between killing insects and spiders than there is fucking killing.
Well, listen, that's
well, just because I love killing bugs doesn't mean
right,
I want to hurt
right,
people.
All right, I'm done. I'm done, guys. My point is that I
I'm
just
sorry.
Don't.
I'm
enjoy
sorry.
It.
I'll mute myself. My bad.
I'm just saying, like that. Bring it. It's to a bigger extent, okay? If you can make, you're right. There's a big leap from killing a spider than there is to killing a human being, which speaks even greater to the bigger point of cops. But to me, like I just don't enjoy it, right? So for Whippix, I I'm agreeing with your point, Eric. There's a certain point that you have to face your fear, right? Like for women that have gone through this type of trauma, you know, eventually they got to get to a point where they interact with males. Like it's just part of life, right? You have to do it. It's not a matter of us telling people to do it. It's a matter of them doing it on their own. So I can understand why they would leave these type of conferences. Like for Whippix, she's actually working on – like she actually held a spider in her hand, which I tell you what, guys, a year ago would have been unheard of for her. She would have just fainted. Like she's stricken with fear over the things.
Oh, yeah. I completely understand that.
And it's weird.
I always laugh at grown men like afraid of spiders because I know guys that are bigger than me that are afraid of spiders. I'm just
let me say in my case.
Yeah.
I this is a very personal thing here, but I'm not ashamed of it. It's just a thing that happened. I attempted suicide in 1994,
mm-hmm. and we're glad you failed, by the way.
And well, I appreciate that.
No,
but
I'm kidding.
I overdosed. Yeah. I hallucinated horribly.
Yeah.
I saw spiders. Everywhere. I saw it. You know how they have, I can't remember what the name of it is, but you know where they put that little light on your finger to measure your heartbeat?
Oxygen? Yeah.
Pulse oximeter, that's the word.
Yeah.
But it's like I saw a spider underneath that.
Yeah.
I saw spiders from everywhere for years after that. I was terrified of spiders.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like literally where I was sitting down. There was one instance where I was sitting down. I saw a spider good 6 feet from me. I jumped up on the couch and I was like, dude, kill that. Please, please, yeah. please, please, please yeah. kill that. I can't deal with it. Now I couldn't even tell you exactly what it was that helped me get there. But I've moved.
You eventually, sorry, we got cut off there.
I heard him.
Yeah, I know you guys heard it, but the audience did not hear it. So what happened? How did you get over your fear, Mark?
But, I don't know how far back it got cut off. But, I mean, I couldn't point to any one thing in particular.
Mm-hmm.
But now I will try to, if it's in the way, I will move a spider out of, outside. Or if it's out of the way, I'll ignore it. Because it's not hurting anything, and actually it's helping. But it's like, and I found that I have a genuine liking for jumping spiders because they're tiny, they're cute, and they're curious. They're just like they don't hurt anybody. They'll jump on you. They will come check you out, and it's like, okay, I'm not in any danger here.
Yeah.
So then they'll jump away.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Like with Whippix, like she had this inherent thing that they were going to hurt her. And I said, I understand that. There is an inherent danger with spider bites, right?
And everybody, see, that's actually – I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish.
Right. But if you knew your spiders, you know which one's biting and which one's
Well,
don't.
It doesn't matter. They all have the capability except – I mean, they all have pretty much the capability. But the thing here we don't have any fatal spiders unless you're allergic, right? Like there's nothing in Colorado. Then that's what I was trying to work with her on. If you get bit by a spider, I mean
it's not like here in the desert.
Yeah, I mean the worst that we have here are black widows that stay by themselves, and if you get bit by one, you'll get sick, but you'll survive unless you're allergic, right?
See, that's the problem that Mrs. Brickman is afraid of spiders. She got really sick when she was young.
Yeah,
and see, spider bite. That's why she's afraid of them.
Like around here, there are two species that could pose a possible danger: a black widow and a brown recluse.
Yeah.
Those would eliminate specifically because I have animals and kids.
Yeah, I mean that's understandable. Like a black, if I saw a black widow here, I'd kill it. Right? We have black widows, but they're few and far between.
We're talking about spiders. I think we went off track somewhere.
No, it leads to the same point: trauma. Eric.
Yeah,
but I know. But okay, I'm just saying that
this is a very far different.
This article is talking about how safe spaces used to be, how people could get together into a room where they could all agree to refrain from ridicule and criticism.
Yeah.
Or what they call microaggressions. We talked about that.
Yeah.
But
it's not that far off.
No, it's not that far
but,
off.
But nowadays it seems that people are just using them to avoid things.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I understand that, but it is what it is, and slowly but surely people can get over their.
I think Eric's point is primarily that any behavior taken to extremes can be negative.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, I think we can all agree on that.
It's like risk avoidance taken to extremes is actively damaging.
Yeah. All right. I think
but
that's
good. Let me just say
Go ahead.
When we're comparing apples and oranges, when we're talking like spiders and rape, because the trauma from rape is
– Look.
That's way more damaging than anything.
I would agree with that, but there are parallels.
I don't know. People are different.
There are parallels. That's the whole point, Brake.
No, I understand the parallels. I just said I think we'd be remiss if we didn't
– No, right.
Didn't say that we're not trying to trivialize rape.
No, at all. I mean, rape is one of the worst things that could happen other than killing somebody. I think we all can agree with that, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just, it's atrocious and there's no trivializing. It's
to me, it's one of the big three: murder, rape, and child molestation.
Well, that's pretty much rape.
It's I mean, child molestation.
Animal abuse. I'll put that up there.
Yeah, that's up there too. I don't.
Yeah, molestation doesn't necessarily mean intercourse.
Yeah. All right. I think that's going to do it on that note. I don't think there's much more to say, guys, unless you have anything else. We will
come up with something.
Have we, Eric, before we get off the air, have we discussed the topic below this, a person's belief affect game script?
No. Okay. He's been running from it.
We're going to do that next week. That's going to be an interesting topic to talk about. I think that's about it, guys, unless you have anything else.
Do we have a would you rather?
Unless you have one.
No.
No, we do. Nothing. We do not this week.
Then I guess we're going on to plugs.
Yeah, Freak has not done his job this week. He hasn't given us.
It's all on him now.
Yeah. That bastard's too busy watching Daredevil to
right.
deal with us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why he's not interacting. He's watching Daredevil.
Would you rather watch
is
Daredevil?
Is that the name of a porn?
Daredevil?
Is what the name of a porn?
Everything is the name of a porn.
Well, that is
I think that would be called Bear Devil.
Oh, God.
That's the gay porn version. Why did you go to the gay porn version, Frank?
Get out of here. How do you know it's gay?
Dude, Bear is in the title. That's how I know it's a gay
women
porn
can be
version.
Bear,
yeah,
too.
He has a very good point there. And he has thoroughly scarred my mind.
Oh, man. Slager says, now I got to peel 3 dozen eggs. Good thing he has
beer. Are you making egg salad?
Yeah,
okay, hang on. Slager said... Man, now I gotta peel 3 dozen eggs. Good thing I have beer.
I just said that.
How do things go together? Well, no, you got cut off. I didn't hear that. Like, you didn't say that the second sentence. At least not that.
Because he can drown his sorrows in peeling eggs.
Because beer goes with almost anything, man.
This is probably true.
All right, Mug.
I don't know. I don't like beer, so what do I do?
And there are so many new flavors of beer coming out. Like they're catering beers to different foods.
You guys would be surprised to hear that I have quit drinking alcohol. Completely. That's a story for next week. But anyways.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. We'll have to hear that.
Mug.
That's a pretty big story. And that's why you had to stop.
Wyland says Bear Devil, also starring Ben Affleck and Kevin Smith. All right. Let's
stand a ovation.
Outstanding.
Wyland, that was both amazing and incredibly disturbing.
Freak is exiled from chat. All right. Mug. Let's start with your plugs this week.
Okay. I'm going to plug something that has nothing to do with me directly, but it's something I found that I enjoy. If you don't listen to it already, you should check out the Cognitive Dissonance, the podcast.
You keep plugging that.
It's a couple of guys in Chicago who are, you know, they bring a lot of like irreverence and humor to some pretty harsh issues, and they, you know, it's a really worthwhile to check out. So check that out. They're on Cognitive Dissonance on iTunes and Stitcher, or Dissonance Pod on Twitter. And you can reach me at Moria Mug, MORIYAMUG on Twitter. And you can go on to the next guy now, whatever insignificant shit they want to say.
Yeah, and Wyland is exiled too for his comment.
Break found Jesus.
Get out of here.
I thought MXT got you, man.
All right, Break. No, he hasn't. Break, or I'm sorry. Let's go with Eric first.
What the fuck?
Anyways, plugs. Game, like, there's the sites I write for, GameTactics.com, VogNetwork.com, TotallyGN.com, and Boston Bastard Brigade.
Yeah, and Eric has a review up for Axiom Verge.
Yeah. And I'm going to plug what I plan to do next week for reviews on the show. I'm going to review Kill a Kill, maybe. If it's the episode that I think it is this weekend, then I'll probably be able to be in a position where I can review it, because I kind of wanted to wait until I heard the majority of the dubcast so I could give it a fair review. Because I've already seen the subtitle versions that are available on Hulu and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one other show I was thinking of. I was thinking of doing Sword Art Online, but I was going to wait until like it got to like episode like 14 before I do that. Right. So that might be a while.
That's kind of interesting that like with a, like a movie, you watch 90 minutes to 2 hours, or sometimes up to 3 hours or whatever of something, and you have all the information necessary to give a comprehensive review. TV series is like, I better give it a good 10 hours to really kind of pan out and see where it's going.
Hey, look, Freak 5 decided...
I just want to commentate on both the voice acting in each version.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Freak 5 decided to call in. What's up, Freak?
Whoa,
Jesus.
Whoa, dude, you're
dear
really
God!
Loud.
Get away
you're
from
really
the
loud.
Yeah, get whoa. Away from the mic, man. Jesus, quit swallowing the mic.
I'm sorry, God. I'm sorry.
Freak, what,
Satan's calling us.
What's up, Freak? Get the mic out of your mouth, Freak. That first off. Yeah. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, there you go. We can hear you better now. What's up?
Oh, not much.
You decide to call during the plugs. So what's up, man?
No,
I think should replace Frank.
Holy dungeon!
Are you
Get out of here! Are you gonna
plug this fuck me silly dolls or whatever the fuck those things are?
Wait, what?
I hung up on.
No, wait a minute. We want to hear more about these fuck me silly. Call him back.
Masturbation tools for men.
I hung up on
their own.
And again, I want to hear more. Tell me.
Get out of here.
You got to ease up on the trigger finger there. I want to hear what Freak has to say.
Break or Moria? Did you do your plugs or can I hang up on you now?
I have not done my plugs. In
all right,
case.
Plugs.
That is the correct answer.
Plugs. Mug. Oh, you already did your plugs. All right. Break your plugs. And he knows nothing about
I'm sorry. You can follow @break_man on Twitter. You can follow @stealth__. He may show up again someday. You can follow @RPGrinders, and you can follow @FrankIsAQuitter.
Get out of here.
I'm just kidding. I haven't made that one yet. It's coming.
You son of a bitch, man. I swear. All right, is that it, Break?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I want to plug – what do I want to plug? Daredevil. And I'm glad Freak decided to join chat instead of watching Daredevil and Slagar. We talk shit about – or at least I talk shit about you guys before you guys joined. But anyways, man, I'm looking forward to Age of Ultron. I really am.
Yeah, I really am. Like, I held off on watching any trailers until about a week ago.
Oh God, it looks so good, man.
Yeah,
I
was thinking like, wait a minute, that sounds like the stuff that Ultron's saying. I was like, wait a minute, that sounds incredibly familiar. Is that Pinocchio?
Yes,
it is.
It's Disney, like, Disney, you know.
Yeah, and I was like, that's. I mean, it's like it's cool and it's creepy, and I was just like. Damn, okay, this looks good.
This is how you remake Pinocchio. You make it a Marvel movie.
Yeah,
and you make it scary as hell.
Yeah, it looks good. I'm looking forward
I think
to it.
You just figured it out. If you want Pinocchio to be good, just add the Hulk.
I wanted to mention another movie that's like I only saw the trailer for just recently. I didn't find out about it. I was looking on Hulu Plus.
There's so many movies this year.
Yeah.
Going through trailers and stuff. Pixar's Inside Out.
Nah.
Looks freaking amazing, I think.
Nah.
I haven't seen a preview for what. I haven't even heard about that. What is it?
Yeah. It's basically it's like you have the five core emotions inside each person, and each core emotion is given a personification inside a person. So like it'll go inside this person, and you have these five characters sitting at this this long desk. And they have this thing where this is the scenario that I saw, like I think it's like the second trailer, or the first teaser or whatever, where you have like this a teenage girl who's sitting at a table with her mother and father. She's like, "So how was school today?" And it's like, "Fine, I guess." And then it's like it has this thing of like the inside of the mother's head. It's like I mean, signal not going through to the father. You know, send again. Like, and so she's like, and like the father will look at looks at the woman. It's like, oh, picking it up because like all the emotions inside the father's head are watching a game like a sports. It's not some sports event. And it's like, oh, what's wrong? Did we forget to take the trash out? It's like, come on, woman, you give me some, you know, give me a hint here. And so, like, she's like, you know, signal him again. So she, like, the woman signals, like, she does, like, her eyes look at the kid. And it's like, so, how was school today? And he's like, ah. Oh. It's like, for this, we gave up the Brazilian helicopter pilot. And it's just something about that just speaks to me. And maybe it's because I have a teenage stepdaughter. It's like, we're detecting high levels of sass. And you know, it's just something about that just really, really clicked with me. And I'm like, Pixar has, to be fair, they've had a couple of stumbles, but Pixar has a really solid track record.
Yeah, they do. Look, let's refer people to the trailer, guys. We got to get out of here.
I'm a big fan of Pixar's work, so I'd like
check out the trailers. I'll have to check it out. It looks really, really good.
I like most of Pixar stuff. This one just doesn't look super interesting, but we may talk about it later. All right, that's about it for all of us.
I'll say Up didn't look super interesting to me until I saw it.
Up is good. All right,
Up is fantastic.
I never
movie.
Saw Up.
Up is fantastic. Up. You should see Up. Geez.
You'll cry in the first 11 minutes.
Mm. Yeah, maybe.
If you don't, you're not human.
Okay, right, I'm not human then.
Okay. All right, guys. This movie you're talking about isn't as meh as Ratatouille was.
I'm sorry, but films and stuff don't make me cry.
Yeah. Dude, I'm that's the thing. I'm incredibly sentimental. Jesus. It's like I'll watch something and it's just like
just because you're a baby. That's why. All right, guys. That's going to do it for us. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. I don't think I had any other plugs.
That sounds like losing combination, Human Centipede 3 and Taco Bell.
I know, dude. No. I only saw the first one, and I thought it was so stupid I never watched the second one.
I like those two movies, actually. They had some interesting things.
An interesting idea, but just so horribly executed.
I don't know about
that. It's kind of boring.
I would disagree with that, actually. All right, guys. See you guys next week. Stay safe this weekend. We are out.
Have a good one.